Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And of course, I have with me none other than my beloved, trustworthy, loyal, beautiful, faithful, oh my gosh, I'm at a loss for words right now, but you know who she is. It's none other than Minister Tamika Garnes. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, beloved. I am awesome. I'm well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you again for the accolades, for the description of what you see in me. So to God be the glory, and I thank God for the transformation, because it was not always that way. I mean, I wasn't like a mean person, but I had my ways that could have been offensive to others. So to God be the glory for the transformation. And listen, guys, listen, y'all. Some of this stuff I learned from watching Apostle, the God in her, and seeing her and the way she reacts to certain situations and the way she reacts to people at times, you know. And I just admire the way that she does react to people, even when I know that there were some people that hurt her or said certain things to her that could have been offensive, but she still loved them with the love of God, and she still showed it. And so I admire her for that. And she knows that it's been times where I was like, Apostle, I don't know, beloved. I don't know how you do it. And, you know, when she just, it's the love of God, beloved. It's the love of God. And I'll be like, okay, but you know me, I'm wanting to go to war. And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay, beloved, okay.
You know, when I hear you say that, that's probably why God hooked us up together, because I can be so soft, you know, with the love of God, and need somebody to protect me, you know. And you do that. You do that spiritually. I know that you would do it as well physically. And and God knows when there are times, you know, I put myself aside to try to see to it that everyone else is taken care of. But I made it through, and I believe it was on your prayers that I made it through, you know. And so I that's why I thank God for you so much. The Lord knew what he was doing when this was the divine connection, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a divine connection. It was not you became my armor bearer because I needed an armor bearer and you were there, you know, so I placed you in that spot. Excuse me. This was assigned by God. It was assigned by God. And so for that, I am most grateful, most grateful. And the way, you know, she's saying, you know, she's like, beloved, how can you do it, and so forth and so on. This woman could have 19 things going on in her life, you know, that's jacked up, you know, family issues, work issues, ministry issues, all kinds of stuff, physical issues. She could have so much going on in her life, but she never failed to take the time to cover me and to pray for me. And that in itself is a blessing. And saints, those of you that are married, this is something that you must do for your partner. You must do this for your partner. The world in its natural state is against us as men and women of God. The world is against us. Satan is against us. Demons are coming at us from every side. So all kinds of things are against us. And if we don't pray for one another and keep one another covered and pleading the blood of Jesus over each other's lives, if we don't do that, we could be in a mess. We could be in a mess. Mm-hmm. And I implore men, pray over your wives, please. If you're engaged in a committed relationship, pray over your intended, your spouse, your beloved. Pray over them. Pray for them. Pray when you're with them. And we're going to be talking about prayers, you know, this morning. But I cannot tell you how much that means in a relationship, the power that you have. And for those of us that don't have mates and so forth and so on, we pray for one another. We pray for each other. We have friends and acquaintances. We have church members. You know, I, again, cannot tell you the importance of prayer. And with that being said, let me run real quick through my roster of my good mornings. Let me do that, and then we are going to go into prayer. In fact, Jesus, help me, please. Boy, help me, Lord God. It baffles me of how, for unknown reasons, you know, the emotions well up. It just baffles me. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. There are times I know when I feel like the Holy Spirit is weeping through me. There are times when that weeping are tears of joy, tears of grief, tears disappointment, whatever the case may be. But I do know the Spirit of God expresses himself through me. I know he expresses himself through me. And I guess just when I was praying about the power of prayer, what was dropping in my spirit was, if my people just knew, if they knew the power that they had when it comes to praying. And the thing is, we can know as we read the word. We can know. And I will tell anybody and everybody, Google any and everything you can Google. And so those who are not acquainted with the Bible, and when I say acquainted, we all know about the Bible, but you may not know where to find things in the Bible, so you're not acquainted with it. I implore you to Google and Google, what is the importance of prayer? Why should I pray? Prayers that are in the Bible. You know, Google things like that and find those things and become acquainted with it. Become acquainted with it. I want all of us to be the powerhouses that God has anointed us to be. God has left us his Spirit to dwell within us, that gives us the strength and the power to be everything that God has called us to be. And we walk too much in the lack, and we walk in deficiency when we could be ever so sufficient in whatever it is that God has called us to do. So, beloved, let me say good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, my love. Good morning. I cannot thank you enough Again, divine connection. I cannot thank you enough for you being the woman that showed me how to do the radio show. And let me say this. That wasn't the whole purpose of our relationship. That was what was used, praise be unto God, to bring us together in order that we might be with one another, in order that we might be with one another. Our relationship goes far beyond the radio show. So I thank God for that awesome, precious day. Then to thank God for your mother and father, Joyce and Lester Richardson. God bless you, man and woman of God. God bless you for your support of your daughter, your children, your churches that you belong to me and to Tabika, to New Vision, to the Daniel Project, everything that you have, you know, talked to me about and been supportive of. God bless you. Even when, Joyce, when you heard me looking for words and things to say and on the radio and I couldn't come up with anything, Joyce, you would jump right in there and say, I got you, sis. I got you. And you've done it for years, and I thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. So good morning to you. Good morning to Anita. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Teresa. You know that's my number one best friend of all time. Been with me since we were 12 years old. And this is that's one of those people when I say, if you don't have a spouse praying for you, you ought to have a best friend praying for you. If your best friend isn't praying for you on a regular basis, if your best friend isn't praying for you, maybe you better check out who your best friend is. Or maybe you are the friend that needs to be not only be praying for them, but you need to be telling them more and more about the Lord in order that prayer may go forth. Praise be unto God. So good morning to y'all. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning to Prophetess Kim and Dorn. Good morning to, I think I said Anita already. Good morning to you. Good morning to Rob in Pennsylvania, Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning. Y'all used to hear me say Isaiah in Chicago and Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Well, the Isaiah that was in Pennsylvania, that was my nephew, 33-year-old nephew. And, of course, he wasn't 33 when he started calling in or when I started mentioning him. Well, my nephew passed away. Well, he was on life support as of January the 15th. He was on life support. He has since gone home to be with the Lord. And his body was put out of commission, he was able, my brother, his father, had Isaiah's body where he was a donor, and he donated 5 organs, his heart, his liver, both kidneys, and there's something else, heart, liver, both kidneys. Oh, my goodness,
lungs.
I can't remember the fifth. Pardon?
His lungs.
His lungs, thank you so very much. His lungs. Exactly. So there are people in Chicago, Michigan, somebody I think in Tennessee, and I can't remember the other places, but there are 5 people that are living today because of the organs that came from my nephew. And this just happened. They just did these operations Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday of this week. So that's how fresh it is. And we will be funeralizing him on Saturday coming up on the 28th. I'm glad I'm saying that. So, Bika, I won't be here next week, darling, okay?
Okay.
I won't be on the radio show next week. So it'll be in your hands. So I do ask you again to keep the family in prayer. You know, y'all have been praying for me seriously these last couple of months, you know, dealing with the death of my mother. And, you know, and right a week after mommy died, a cousin of mine died, and so forth. And so now here we have my nephew that's going on to be with the Lord. So keep us in prayer. So I won't be saying good morning to Isaiah in Pennsylvania, but I guess I could say good morning to the parts of Isaiah that's all over the place in the different places, but I'm not going to get gory on you. But good morning to each and every one of you. If I forgot your name this morning, baby, please, you know, just charge it to my head and not my heart. You know that I love you, but no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. And this is not about, you know, you being pointed out as being somebody special. You all are special to me. Even those of you that I do not know by name, you are special to me because you call in every week. I know that there are a couple of callers on this morning that's from my, the Bible study that I do here this morning, I mean, here on Fridays from 1 till 2:30. And I want to say good morning to Fair Springs Senior Citizens. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. And in fact, it is because of conversation with them that I went to bed with some of this stuff on in my head, and it was in my spirit all night long, and we're talking, we'll be talking about it today. So good morning to each and every one of you. To all of the members of New Vision for Life, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, and I love you. Beloved, it is in your hands. Will you please take us before the throne of God?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. My pleasure. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. Just have your way in your people on today, Lord God. Whatever they are in need of, oh God, whatever is on their mind, whatever is in their heart, whatever they've been pondering about, whatever, Lord God, they've been upset about, whatever they've been joyful about, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray that you would just touch them, Father God. Speak to them. Speak to their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you because you are a constant. You never change. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, Father God. And we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, that there is none like you. We thank you, oh God, that we can call on you and you will answer. You will come see about us. You will minister to us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we just praise your name because we know that you, Father God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power that works in us, which is the Holy Spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, just have your way. Let there be clarity and revelation on today in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those that have been crying out before you, Lord God, those that have been in your face, those, Father God, that have been dealing with a situation that has been before them for years and they feel like they're worn out, they're drained, they feel like you're not answering them, they feel like you've been ignoring them, they feel like they're not special to you, Lord God, they feel like, Father God, that because they've been in this situation for so long that there is no hope. But I speak to those people right now in the name of Jesus, and I say that God is hope. God is our anchor. He is the answer, and he has not forgotten about you. You are special. He sees your situation. He hears your prayers in the name of Jesus. But it's time that we have to start looking at our part. What have we done? Have we done what he's told us to do? Have we done or have we said what he's told us to say? Have we gotten rid of that person, that situation, whatever it is that God has spoken to us about, but we haven't listened to him. But we want him to listen to us. And God is saying that it's time for us to start listening to him because a lot of our prayers are being held up because of our own disobedience. And so I speak to us right now in the name of, and we are who God has called us to be. But many of the times the enemy does not want us to see it. So he causes different things to come and erect certain things against us so that we'll stay in a circle. We'll just keep going around and around and around, and we never see the opportunity to get to exit out of that circle. And so, Father, I know, Lord, that you have shown us, you've shown us things, you've talked to us, you've ministered to us. And again, we're still in that circle, and it's not God's fault. It is not God's fault. It's our fault because we have a choice to listen to him or not. And many of times we don't listen to him. And so, Father, I just thank you that you have not turned your back on us. I thank you that you still love us. I thank you, Father God, that you are still ministering to us. You're still pushing us to be better. You're still pushing us to become who you called us to be. You're still showing us things. You're still providing. You're still protecting in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. And, Father, we just want to give you praise and just say thank you that you are a great Father, that you are a great Father, that you are a great Father, and we won't always get what we want. We won't always get what we want, but we'll always have what we need. And so, Father, I just thank you that you are our need, and we always have you. You are our desire. You, Lord God, are our comforter. You are our peace. You are our love. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. And so, Father, we just thank you for being who you say you are, that you never are one way, and then the next day you're somebody different. Father God, I just thank you that you are uncovering things, Father God, that you are exposing things in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and that you are even just, you're digging in our hearts right now so that we can be set free from the things that have held us captive, for the things that have held us in bondage. And so we just thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you, Father God, that your promises are yes and amen. And we thank you, Lord, that your promises never return unto you void. So, Father, today we say have your way, and not just today, but every day. And when we get to that point where we feel like we don't want to pray, God, let us hum a song, let us sing a song, let us rock to a song, something, Father God, that we are still praising you and we're still worshiping you and we still know that you are right there with us. So, Father, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, most of you that are on here, you know the routine. If there's something that you wish to say, press 1 on your keypad, and that'll let me and Tabika know that you want to say something, and we'd be more than happy to let you speak. Remember, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. That's what we do here on Heart to Heart. And so that means that you can share what is on your heart. It's us sharing our hearts one with the other, and then God sharing his heart with us as well. Well, this morning, we want to start with commanding your day. In Bible study yesterday, one of my sisters there had read a prayer in our Bible study book. And she said, you know, I'm going to do this every morning. And when she said that, you know, immediately command your morning came to mind, command your morning. And it became popular by Cindy Trim. That's when she began to do command your morning prayers. And they were publicized. They were on the radio, on TV, on YouTube. She's written books about it. And it really became a big thing. And the thing is, I mean, you know, that's when we knew about it. But, of course, it was in the Bible. It was in the Bible. And it is something that's important to do. we know that life and death and death and life is in the power of the tongue, that we speak things into existence. We can speak things and bless things, or we can speak things and we can curse things. And many of you, you know, especially those of you that go to work, you don't have to be someone that goes to work to do what I'm about to say, but, you know, you have a morning routine, and those routines help to keep you flowing throughout the day. You start your day off with a routine, and it sets the tone for the day. Having a routine reduces the number of distractions that you have, because you know you got to do this, and that, and you get accustomed to that routine. So anything else that may jump up at you during the day, it may jump up, but you don't necessarily, I say necessarily, you don't necessarily fall into the trap of distraction, because you know you have to complete a certain routine. Having a routine helps you to check in with yourself. You know, am I okay? Am I accomplishing what it is that I am supposed to accomplish? Having that routine would also cause you to check off some things on your to-do list for the day, and that gives you momentum to keep you flowing and to keep you going. You know, so those are some of the reasons on why you would have a morning routine, because it's the beginning of your day. It is the beginning of your day, and it is so vitally important, praise be unto God, to have your day set in place. So that you're not wandering around hopelessly, wandering around without any goals in mind, in any direct objectivity to make you successful and accomplish things. So you have a routine, and one of the things, you know, in doing is commanding your morning. Now, I am going to read you one of the commanding your morning prayers, and I want you to get the gist of it. And when I say one, there are many, many, many apostles have written morning prayers. Listen, beloved, listen. You know, I keep telling y'all, you can do this. You can go on YouTube, and you can put in commanding your morning, commanding your day, and prayers will come up on YouTube, and you can listen to those prayers. You can listen to them, and you can pray them along with them. Sometimes they have the lyrics, I'm going to say, but the wording on the screen for you, whatever the case may be. Beloved, I just really want to redirect your attention in the morning time to God. Redirect it to God. Redirect your morning time to God to start your day off. And I'm telling you, it will make a difference in your day. It will make a difference in your day. I'm going to read this morning prayer. Tabika, I'm going to ask you, honey, to keep an eye on the studio, because I'm no longer in the studio, you know, because I've got to read this, and it's online here. So if anybody needs to say anything, you got it. Okay. All right. So thank you, baby. So commanding your morning prayer, and this is adapted from Commanding Your Morning by Cindy Trim. In the name of Jesus, I stand to command my morning and declare it is a new day. I take authority over my day in the name of Jesus. Every element of my day shall cooperate with purpose and destiny. Today is the dawning of a new day. My season of frustration and failures is over, and I walk in a season of success and prosperity. Old things have passed away. All things become new. Today, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. anything or anyone assigned to undermine, frustrate, hinder, or hurt me, I command to be moved out of my sphere of influence in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command my day to fully cooperate with your plan and purpose for it. I greet today with great anticipation of the good things you have prepared for me. I decree and declare that a new day is dawning for my ministry, my job, my business, my family. Lord, I command my day, my family, my finances, my relationships, and for my health. I download success, prosperity, health, wealth, vision, direction, ingenuity, creativity, spirituality, holiness, righteousness, peace, resourcefulness from your spirit into my day. I have a fresh, excellent, I have a fresh excitement. I have a fresh mind. I have a fresh zeal. I have a fresh anointing that is uncontaminated and uncompromised. By this anointing, every yoke is broken off my life and is destroyed. Every burden is filled. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. All-powerful God, place your anointing upon me. The anointing that is on my life repels every individual with a diabolical assignment. Y'all who don't know diabolical, that's dealing with the devil. Any assignment from the devil, that the anointing will repel it in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing flow uncontaminated, unhindered upon my life. The anointing that is on my life for this season, mission, mandate, and purpose attracts only those who are divinely ordained to be in my life in Jesus' name. Lord, please place the following anointing upon me. Christ's anointing for intercessory prayer, signs, wonders, miracles, spiritual warfare, and a purpose-driven life. Solomon's anointing for resource management, wisdom, wealth, success, and prosperity. Isaac's anointing for investment strategies. Cyrus's anointing for financial acumen. Samuel's anointing for sensitivity and obedience to the voice of God. Daniel's anointing for government, excellence, and integrity. Joseph's anointing for political, business, and economic leadership strategies. Joshua's anointing for warfare, prosperity, and success strategies. Abraham's anointing for pioneering new territories, real estate acquisitions, and intergenerational covenant blessings. Moses is an anointing for a trailblazer and leader, as a trailblazer and leader. Nehemiah's anointing as a renovator and restorer. Ezra's anointing as an authentic worshiper of the true and living God. Deborah's anointing for the balance. David's anointing for worship and praise. Paul's anointing for cutting edge apostolic revelation. Elijah's anointing for prophetic accuracy and insights. Elisha's anointing for servanthood, ministerial succession, and the double portion of jurisdictional power and authority. Issachar's anointing for discernment for correct times and seasons. Abigail's anointing for hospitality and prudence. Anna's anointing for intercession, Uzziah's anointing for technological advancement, the disciples' anointing for learning, Jabez's anointing for the territorial and intellectual growth, Eve's anointing for fruitfulness and dominion, cause the apostolic and prophetic anointing to converge, explode, and be manifested in my life with accuracy, authenticity, clarity, and elegance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Beloved, do you see? I don't know about you, but even as I started reading it and reading the different things, confidence rose up in me. Being more assured and thanking God that this is what I can have. This is what can be. This is what the Word of God, everything that I read there, every single one of those things was scripture. Every single one of it was the Word of God. And this is just one of the prayers that Cindy Trim has. And again, there are many other people, prophets and apostles that have written, commanding your morning prayers. And can you see how when you read them, when you say these things, you know, you get strengthened in your spirit. You even get strength in your physical body. You're decreeing that you're going to have blessings and financial blessings. You're going to walk in health, wealth. God's going to give you vision. You're going to be creative and so forth. Man, what a way to start your day. What a way to start your day. Command your morning. Beloved, would you like to share and say anything at this time?
Yes, ma'am. Just to piggyback off of what you said about commanding your morning, when you intentionally get up and you command your morning, or you do it before the start of everything else, like before your children wake up, or before, you know, you have to, you know, tend to your family, your husband, or whatever it is, get ready for work. So it helps your day. Like, it really helps your day because you have spent time before the Lord and you commanded how you want your day to go. And the way that Apostle, when she prayed the prayer, and it was scripture. And so you already know that you prayed the scripture. And so, like she said, it gives you confidence. It gives you a strength. It's like you know that you don't have to feel like it's you against the world and that you're by yourself, but you know that you have your protector right with you because you already called on him at the very beginning of your day. So it's not like you're going through your day and you're trying to go through your day in your own strength. You already commanded your morning and you included the Father in it. And so do know that things are going to do its best to throw you off, course. Do know that, but because you commanded your morning, it will go differently than if you didn't. And so, this is a good idea. This is a good thing to do because so many times the enemy wants to command our morning. He wants to command our whole day. He wants to tell us what we're going to do and how we're going to react and things of that nature. But when you already commanded and you called on your Father for help and you read those scriptures, it's like this is going to follow you throughout the day so that when the enemy do try to, you know, step in and try to tell you what you want to do, your day is already commanded. So therefore, he has no his little games that he try to play, you're going to see it. You're going to be like, oh, no. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. But my day has already been commanded. So, therefore, you don't have any place in it. So, I believe that if we start doing this, we'll start seeing our days go better. And, again, I'm not saying that you're not going to come up against opposition. But if you do come up against opposition, your day is commanded, so it's going to go in God's way and not the enemy's way. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. So true. When you command your day in the beginning of the morning, you're telling the angels, okay, wake up, come on, you're on duty. You're on duty. I'm awake now. I need you to see to it that these things are in place and so forth. Excuse me. And when the attack of the enemy comes, he's going to run into some brick walls. He's going to run into some spiritual brick walls and have to bounce off those walls because you've already set up the parameter to cover you and to keep you. Like she said, you will see these things. You will hear these things. You will feel some of these negative things, but they will not be able to overtake you because you've already commanded. Baby, that is the power and the strength that you have in your mouth, the authority, that power, and so forth. You can render null and void incantations and, you know, that have been spoken against you, spoken against your family. In the name of Jesus, you can command that every battle in the heavenlies that is won by the angels that's conveying your blessings today, in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, saints of God, is so powerful. It is so powerful. It is so powerful that everything that you're asking God to let everything that he has not planted in the heavenlies to be uprooted in Jesus' name. Shake all the wickedness out of the heavenlies, the atmosphere. Shake the wickedness out of it that's targeted for your life in the name of Jesus. Babies, I'm telling you, powerful stuff. And what just hit me is about putting on the full armor of God, putting on the full armor of God. Just the way you get up and you wash up, you know, you're taking your shower the night before, you take it that morning, but you get yourself fresh and clean with water. By the way, water represents spirit and anointing. It represents that. So you wash, you bathe, and you clean off the filth from yesterday, the day before, what came overnight and so forth. You clean that off. Then you end up you getting dressed. You put on your clothes. Well, as you do that in the natural, you must spiritually also put on your spiritual clothing. You're putting on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth that's girding up your boots, the shoes of peace. You have the two-edged sword, which is the word of God. You have the shield of faith. And now you are ready to go out and face the world, and things that are coming up against you got to come up against the armor that you are walking in. You are walking in armor, and grace and mercy is following you all the days of your life, just not one day and so forth, but all the days of your life. Babies, get up and get prepared for the day, because each day can be a day of war for you and warfare going on for you, but it's a day that God created, and you shall rejoice in it, you shall be glad in it, you shall be victorious in it, because you are taking charge of your day. You are taking charge of your day. So to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I want to give Minister Tabika the opportunity, praise God, to speak to you about, wait, there's a caller.
We got a caller.
Let me.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I see it. Thank you, my love. Good morning, beloved. How are you today? Good morning, honey.
I'm good. Good morning. How are you all?
Good morning.
Blessed as always.
Amen. Amen. I love Cindy Trim. I love all of those things. But, yeah, just to add in, and you reminded when you were talking, of course, we know the word of God is always, always effective. But when we pray, if we add in the prayer watch, because when you were talking about the angels, if we want to be the most strategic, then we hit that prayer watch, which is 3 a.m. to 6 p.m., which is the specific watch for commanding the word of God and the angels moving on assignment. And I'm going to use a secular term, we get the most bang for our buck. So we know the word of God is always powerful, but if we do it strategically and we hit it on a specific prayer watch where the angels are moving, like you said, because after that midnight watch, if you study the prayer watches, the demons are out from midnight to 3 is the most heightened time of demonic things. So what we do is from the 3 to 5, we are counteracting and intervening and stopping and blocking whatever the enemy has tried to shoot out during that midnight watch when we command the morning. So I just wanted to add that piece to what you all were saying.
Well, we love it. Amen. I tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it when right. the plan of God comes together, because I was just saying I'm going to turn this over to Minister Garnes. I'm turning this over to her for her to share with you that fourth prayer watch.
Amen.
You know, I'm telling you, you went right to it. You went right to it. So praise be unto God. So thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. The Spirit of God is one.
You know it. That's it. That's it. I'm telling you, one in the Spirit. One in the Spirit. So I'm going to go ahead then and let Minister Tabika go ahead and share and talk to us about the prayer watch and that specific prayer watch. Go ahead, beloved.
Yes.
Thank you, prophetess.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. All right, so she set the tone for what I'm going to speak on right now, and I started noticing that, like, around 3 a.m., like, I would start tossing and turning, and I would have thoughts from, work, just torment. It just seemed like it was tormenting me. Like, it was like just all of a sudden I would just wake up and I could not go back to sleep. And I'm like, but while I'm laying there, I'm like, Father, help me. It would be work thoughts, life thoughts, thoughts about my son, concerned about things with him. And I'm like, God, I cannot sleep. And I would lay there and I would like, brain, turn off. And I would be like, God, help me, please. Stop, like, all of these thoughts. It felt like a rushing, like a big wave, and it was just like this. It just kept going like a roller coaster type of thing. But it just felt like a huge wave of just all these thoughts, and it seemed like it would just like stop for a few minutes, and then it would just come back again, like really strong. And so I found myself tossing and turning, and then I said, you know what? I started paying attention. I'm like, okay, so what time does this start happening? And so I realized that it started happening like around 3 a.m. And the fourth watch is the morning watch. And it says it's from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And I'm like, okay, because at 6 a.m. I have an alarm for 6 a.m. to get up and pray as well. And y'all listen, I've said this before, that I am not a morning person. Like, I love to, I don't know what it is, and I feel like now that I'm starting to pay more attention to it, it's probably the enemy not wanting me to get up around that time to pray, because he knows the power of the prayers and what's going to stop whatever assignment that was already in the atmosphere from going forth. So looking at the fourth watch, even in the fourth watch, it says to command your morning. And the fourth watch is always important because it is the last watch of the night. And this is where Satan's agents, they go out to perform their activities before returning back to their base. And so this is a good time where we should be up praying against what the enemy had, the assignments that the enemy had out there in the atmosphere. And so, this is where we speak God's word and we break everything that would attempt to hinder his will for our lives, to manifest on the third day. And that, if you look at Psalms 19:2, it talks about some of that in there. And so commanding your morning, Matthew 24:43 says, But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. And so this is a disciplined prayer watch, you know, for those who have the power and the training to wake up early in the morning and set the atmosphere. And so this is the time where we want the enemy's plans and the strategies to fail. We want them to fail. We want to render them null and void. This watch is also for gaining territory, establishing the spirit of prosperity, and stopping the devil from hijacking blessings and favor. It sets out day before it begins, and this is the opportunity to set things in place before the devil and his demons have a chance to ruin it. Accidents, death, theft, job loss, and any other acts of the devil can be stopped during this watch when intercessors obey the voice of the Lord and fill the morning with powerful prayers. And so it's also time for declaring God's word. And so like Apostle and Prophetess just said, this is the time for angelic activity or intervention and time for blessings from heaven. So when we pray, the Lord hears our prayers and he sends his angels to work on our behalf. Consecrate all your work for the day and pray for protection for God's people throughout the day. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So your light will shine on your ways. Job, and that's in Job 22:27-28. So really quick, I just want to share this prayer that I found with this prayer watch. And it says, Father, in the name of Jesus, you have gone before me to prepare my way, to make the crooked way straight, and to make the rough way smooth. Father, I entrust my work to you, and you cause my plans to succeed, and everything I set my hand to do prospers. Father, today I have favor with all who look upon me, and your favor makes a circle around me, enclosing me and covering me like a shield. You will work out your plans for my life because your faithful love endures forever. I enforce your plans and purpose for my life over and against the plans and purpose of Satan. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. You have no authority over my life. No weapon that is used against me will succeed, and anyone who speaks against me will be proven wrong because my vindication comes from God. You will defeat my enemies. They will come against me, but scatter before me in seven directions. In Jesus' name, amen. So even with me praying that just now, I just felt a strength. I just felt, because even like talking and sharing this, when I said, you know, being concerned about my son and things, like that's still things going on that are concerning. But just praying this prayer, just gave me a peace. And so I know that God is able because he's shown me before. But let's just imagine all of us just right here on this line, the 10 people that are on this line, the 20 people, the 30 people, the 50 people, those that will come back and listen to this. Just think about that. Think about all of us up at 3 o'clock in the morning praying. Just think about how powerful that would be. Just think about how many assignments of the enemy would fail because we are up at that time. And listen, just that amount is enough. That amount is enough to stop the assignment of the enemy. But I am going to say that the enemy is going to try to do everything that he can in his power to stop you from getting up at that time. So whatever it is, like if you need to set your alarm, I know that God wakes me up, but I still need to probably set the alarm so that I can hear that sound going off that will force me to get up. But just be aware that there are going to be Satan's schemes and games and tricks to cause you to not get up. And when that happens, you got to force and press yourself even more to get up because he does not want you to do what God has commanded us to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I get excited. I get so excited, you know, when good information is put out there. And if one person grabs this and does it, you know, then we have succeeded in what it is that God has anointed us to do and called us to do. excuse me. We won't solve all of the world's problems, praise God. However, portion of the world that we're supposed to touch, as long as we're being obedient, they will be touched and there will be breakthrough. There will be transformation in people's lives. There will be changes that take place. And you would be surprised, my love, at how much you are or how important you are in the destiny of other people's lives. You would be surprised at how much you have to play in that. So I want to encourage each and every one of you. I want to encourage you. If you've been slacking on your prayer life, ask God to forgive you for that. Repent and start again. It is not too late as long as you have breath in your body. And listen, I love it. We have what's called At New Vision, our family business. Every Sunday morning, Minister Kyle, our music director, Minister Kyle picks he doesn't pick it, Holy Spirit picks a person that we are to pray for, and he gives it to Kyle. Kyle tells us, and we pray for that person throughout the week. And, excuse me, and he, one of the things he says, it doesn't matter how long the prayer is. It does not have to be eloquent. You know, you don't have to try to pray like Prophetess Kim or Minister and Pastor. I'm going to call her Pastor Tabika. You don't have to try to pray like them. You just have to say a prayer from your heart or for that particular person. When you get as old as I am, you can very easily forget the person's name that you're praying for. And there are times that there are names given to us that we don't know personally, but God has given him the name of a family member of one of the members of the church. And so there are people that don't know all of these people, but he's given us the name and we pray. Now, when I was saying about being as old as I am and forgetting, as soon as that man gives us the name, as soon as he gives us that name, that morning, almost before I get off of the church line, I'm saying a prayer. I'm saying a prayer because I could very easily forget 3 hours from there who it was we're supposed to be praying for. So I say a prayer quickly, you know, about that person. The other thing to do, if we don't remember the name, God remembers the name, and so you still say a prayer and say, the person that we are covering today or this week, because we cover them for a week, the person we're praying for this week, and cover them. And I'm telling you, and every week, and then the next week, we get a report back. And there has been so many reports that have come back where the prayers have done something in those people's lives. And it's the same thing when we started doing the financial declaration. When we started doing the financial declaration, when we give our offerings and so forth, the blessings that have been coming in financially to the people individually, the different blessings, the different ways that God is sending the money in, because we're calling the money in from the north, the east, the south, and the west. We're calling the money in, and people are giving testimony about how this money came and they didn't know it was coming, and this happened, and da-da-da-da-da. So, baby, I'm telling you, prayer is so vitally important. It's so vitally important. Well, look, we have come to the end of our time. We thank you for spending this hour with us. Praise be unto God. I pray that you will go forth for the rest of the day and walk in the authority of the day. I pray that you are blessed with courage today. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which God swore to the fathers to give to them. Go ahead. Be courageous today. Be strong in your day, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Go forth, rejoice, and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless everybody. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.